The following announcement has been paid for by Perched on the Top Rope.
It has been said that anything can happen here at Perched on the Top Rope. But now, more than ever, have truer words ever been spoken. This is a conscious effort on our part to open up the creative envelope, so to speak, in order to entertain you in a more contemporary manner. Even though this is a sports entertainment podcast, the key word is entertainment. Perched on the Top Rope is a more broad-based entertainment show borrowing from soap operas like Days of Our Lives, talk shows like the Steve Wilkos Show, borrowing from cartoons such as South Park and other forms of popular entertainment, as we here at Perched on the Top Rope are quite frankly tired of having your intelligence insulted, and surely the idea of a normal review show is passé. Therefore, we've embarked on a more innovative show than ever before. However, due to the nature of the show, we encourage parental discretion for the younger audience. We are responsible for bringing you the best in Perched on the Top Rope. Through the 10 years of podcasting, this show has been an entertainment mainstay on chartable podcast rankings all over the world. One of the reasons for that longevity is that the times have changed, and so are we. I'm happy to say that this new creative direction has increased viewership, for which we thank you. And Perched on the Top Rope is the cure for the common show. Welcome, everyone, to Perched on the Top Rope. I am your host, former Dirt She writer from Ringside News, Daily DDT, The Sportster, The Richest, and Sports Keto. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Lee Walker III, and this is Perched on the Top Rope. Now, I know what you're expecting. You heard from me earlier with the show is going in a whole new direction, and it is. The normal review shows aren't normal review shows anymore, and I have gripes, and I'm going to gripe today. And this is the first episode where you see this whole new thing that we're doing here at Perched on the Top Rope. And I'm going to start with my week at WrestleMania. But more importantly, I'm not going to talk about WrestleMania first. I'm going to talk about how that whole week is leading up to the events and everything, so to speak. So let's start with WrestleMania 40. WrestleMania XL was in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania this year. It was a great card, but there was a lot of other things to do besides WWE-related things and WWE world and things like that. For example, WrestleCon. WrestleCon, where the promoters put the con in WrestleCon. I'm going to talk about some of these carny, shady-ass promoters and the bullshit that they pulled at this event that made me personally not want to go there anymore. If you're a fan, if you're someone who collects and you went there for the first time, you might not have paid attention when it came to the upcharging. Now, a lot of people have been saying this is nothing new. Honestly, it's not. I've been a promoter. I have brought in Karrion Kross and Scarlett to Baltimore Fan Fest as Perched on the Top Rope. As Perched on the Top Rope, I brought Ultimo Dragon and Sonny Ono to WrestleFest in Albany, New York. And I had the inspiration at the big event and in Albany, New York for a WrestleFest separate times. So I know what promoting is like. I know how shady and scumbaggish promoters can be. And WrestleCon was exactly just that if you went to meet certain people. I'm going to talk about this bullshit of upcharging because realistically, they're only upcharging because you're bringing what they think is a better item. So they're going to charge you more for the signature. Let's be realistic. A fucking signature is a signature. It doesn't matter what's signed on. But because WWE was doing it at WWE WrestleWorld or WWE World, it was okay for these promoters with their lesser viewed talent, so to speak, to do this upcharging. I'll start with Honky Tonk Man. Honky Tonk Man on his WWE Legends figure on the WrestleCon website was advertised when you bought your tickets as $90. The man lost his record, went into the Hall of Fame in 2019, and that's the most he's been relevant since 2019. He hasn't been relevant since other than getting this lousy greatest hits action figure, which is literally nothing more than just a repackaged figure from an earlier line. He was advertised as $90 on just the figure, no photo. Honky Tonk Man as a combo is maybe $50 because that's all that geriatric fuck is worth. Now, you want to talk about a ripoff? $90 was already a ripoff. $90, no photo with that figure sign. And he had everything broken down based on what figure you had. For a man who's no longer the longest reigning Intercontinental Champion, and honestly, you were never the greatest Intercontinental Champion like you call yourself, you old fuck. The man was charging $125 to get his new Legends figure signed. The price was crossed out and rewritten as $125. All his stuff was. Honky Tonk Man, I will say again, is not worth. He wasn't worth $95, let alone being worth $125. That was more than meeting Ronda Rousey, by the way. He was more to have an action figure signed than to get an autograph and photo with Ronda Rousey. How do I know? I met Ronda Rousey while I was there, and she was cheaper than what he was. Cheaper. Now I'm sure you're sitting here, I'm bitter. I'm not bitter about this, ladies and gentlemen. The problem is there were advertised prices. If you went to WrestleCom.com/guests, and if you go and you look at Honky Tonk Man, he was $60,100. This is according to the promoter that brought him in, Club Hollywood Collectibles. More like Club Rip You the Fuck Off Collectibles, you piece of shit. Honky Tonk Man had literally no lines, and not many people went up to meet him Friday through Sunday. The man was brought in by Club Hollywood Collectibles, more like Club Rip You the Fuck Off Collectibles. He was advertised on WrestleCon.com/guest as 60-60-40, but then when you clicked more information, you saw the more broken down prices to find out just how much more of a fucking ripoff this old man was. And I know you're going to say I'm bitter, whatever. I'm not bitter. I planned my trip based on prices advertised. And I'm sure everybody else did. And for you first-time goers, I've already heard a lot on Facebook that thinking it was a great event, it was awesome, it was this, it was that. It was a fucking ripoff. And if you're a true collector, and if you've been in this, have gone to a lot of conventions, you knew this was a ripoff. The first day you got there and you saw all those fucking advertised bullshit prices. Anyway, the next promoter that I had a big problem with is Gimmicked Promotions, who brought in The Godfather. Now, for starters, ladies and gentlemen, these wrestlers have nothing to do with them. I say have nothing to do with the prices. Honky Tonk Man 100% had to do with the prices. The man sits there with his tongue out like this while he's sitting there. Close your fucking mouth, Honky Tonk Man. Anyway, The Godfather, brought in by Gimmicked Promotions. He was advertised as 50-50-100. My buddy went up with a recent Kama Mustafa Legends figure and got this as a premium item. This is going to be $70. I don't remember if my friend paid for that or not, but 20 minutes later, I went up with the same figure for shits and giggles, and this was mine. The promoter goes, oh, that's a premium item. That's going to be $100. So why don't you tell me, fans, why it was $30 less for my friend than it was for me on the same figure. And I walked up 20 minutes later. It really felt like, oh, well, this is supply and demand. People are coming up with the same figure. It's bullshit, carny, fucking bullshit. End of the fucking day. It's bullshit. These promoters played the scumbag card and made up fucking prices as they went. And you can't tell me otherwise. I was there. I dealt with it firsthand. Now, you want to talk about other bullshit that went on at this event? Let's talk other bullshit that went on at this event. Let's talk about the Hardy Boys, who were there with Tony Hunter Promotions. Jeff and Matt were both there. I was in line. I don't know these. These are promoters I've not really dealt with. But tell me why the price for me on a combo with both Matt and Jeff and an extra autograph from Matt would be 280 and not 240, like the advertised price of what I had for what I had. I had brought up the two pack of Matt and Jeff winning the Raw tag team titles of WrestleMania 33 and Elite Series 2 of Matt Hardy. Now, the guy at the table blatantly looked at the Matt Hardy Series 2 and goes, wow, we haven't seen that before. That's kind of rare. So tell me why he was trying to charge me an extra $40 on that figure to get signed. Because they don't want people to bring their shit to eBay? Is that what they're trying to do? No, they're trying to line their fucking pockets with a little bit more money because it's a big convention and they can get away with it. I'm here to tell you it's bullshit. This upcharging, this making up random prices as we go, the rarer the item, the more money it is. You're paying the same. It's the same fucking signature, whether it's on a baseball card, a lousy 8x10, an action figure, or whatever. I'm a collector. I don't sell shit. The excuse that it's because of people putting crap on eBay is just an excuse. You can put on eBay all you want, but if the fucking surcharging prices or upcharge prices makes it so you can't sell your item later on. You want to sell your item? You can sell your item and get the max amount of money out of it when they're fucking dead, basically, is the logist I get out of it. And again, the wrestlers have nothing to do with what these prices were. It were these particular scumbag promoters. End of story. Now, I went to a lot of promoters that didn't do this. Did not do this at all. One of those promoters is Ultimate Stars. They had Elijah, formerly known as Elias, and they had a bunch of other stars. And Elijah, aka Elias, was advertised as 50-50-80. I went up with an action figure. I wanted to do a combo. It was $80. I met Danhausen. Danhausen was with Headlocked Comics. I brought Danhausen a 1 of 3,000 chase figure. Met him. Prices as advertised. Now another one who was actually the prices advertised that I went and I had met with. Fuck, I froze. Fucking A. I don't even know who the fuck I'm looking for now. Now, one of those people who were their advertised price was Steve Blackman with HighSpots.com and Nails with HighSpots.com. You didn't have to worry about upcharging on them. You didn't have to worry about any of that stuff. Now, there were other promoters.
Prime Day is coming July 16th and 17th with epic deals exclusively for Prime members. You'll feel like you just won an award.
Oh, wow. I didn't even prepare a speech. I'd like to thank my family for always needing stuff. Also, Sam, my delivery guy, for bringing all my awesome deals so fast. You're the man, Sam!
Shop deals on electronics, home, and more this Prime Day, July 16th and 17th.
Just like backyard barbecues or a day at the pool, the Three Rivers Festival has always been a part of our summer fun. And the festival returns July 12th to the 20th. It kicks off with the annual Three Rivers Festival Parade. Browse art in the park with local artisans. Bring the family to Children's Fest. Stroll through Junk Food Alley. And don't forget about the festival concerts at the Hoosier Lottery stage with live music from nationally renowned acts. You can buy your concert tickets or check out a schedule of events at threeriversfestival.org. Don't miss the best summer experience in Fort Wayne, the Three Rivers Festival.
That were there, that I did not meet, that I that had wrestlers that I did not meet. T-Mart Promotions had Berserker and Skinner. Great, great promoter. Heroes Hideout was there. Great promoter. Now, there were other wrestlers who were there that were there on their own accord that also did upcharging, such as Tito Santana. He brought himself in, but he looked around and he saw everybody else doing it, so he did it too. I'm not saying it's right, but if you see everybody else doing it, why wouldn't you? Am I right? And that's what was going on, and it was rather disappointing. Now, one of the last things that I had seen while at WrestleCon was Sonny Ono flip out on Woo Games, the promoter that brought him in. He flipped out. I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden I'm standing there and I turn around and I hear Sonny Ono going, "You motherfucker, I'll fucking kill you." And like pointing his finger in his promoter's chest. Again, I don't know what the deal was, but if you're pissed off at your promoter, might not be a good promoter. I'm just saying. Now, there were other promoters, again, that did not do the upcharging. And one of them is one of the guys who brought in Nick Namath, which is primetime appearances. Nick Namath didn't have an upcharge. I was thankful for that. If you didn't have an upcharge, I was thankful for that. High Spots didn't do that with Nails. They didn't do it with Steve Blackman. Heroes Hideout didn't do it with their guests of Muhammad Hassan, and they didn't do it with Demolition. Warriors of Wrestling, who had Miro, did not do it with Miro. But a lot of these promoters did a lot of upcharging, and I really felt that they also made up prices as they went. Like I said, with the Hardy Boys, mine was supposed to be $240. They tried charging me $280, all because I had a Series 2 Matt Hardy, which, by the way, because it was a lower number, that's why they were like, "Oh my God." And they didn't even see, we haven't seen that figure yet. Imagine if you were a collector, how they would have acted if they saw the Series 6 Matt Hardy, which is even more rare than the Series 2. I don't get it. I really don't. An item's an item. This was just a cash grab because there's people all over the world. And for a lot of people, this is their first time meeting wrestlers and this and that. I'm not new to the game. I've been a promoter. I've done it. So if you're a promoter and you don't like what I'm saying, that's your fucking problem. That's not mine. Straight up. I don't give a shit. I'm being serious. I know what I saw. I know what I witnessed. I know what happened to me. And I got enough people at facebook.com/perchedonthetoprope that were just as much complaining about the price overcharging and making up prices as they went, just as much as I was. So I know I'm not in the wrong. If you want to think I'm in the wrong, that's your opinion. That's fine. I don't give a shit. Now, if you want to talk about WWE, that's a whole different story. WWE gave such a great experience when it came to WWE World. There were so much things to do there. In Your House was the first event in 1995, and they brought it back for NXT. That stage was there. I got to sit on the steps and everything like that. Really, really cool experience. Got to be part of the ECW arena stage, you know, coming out and doing all that. And they had some ring gear, like Rob Van Dam's and a lot of ECW originals ring gear around the staging area. And one of the coolest things was the stuff for The Fiend with the Firefly Funhouse, and also when he made his return a few years back coming through that door and everything. That was there too. That was a real cool thing. You got to take your photos with all this stuff. The spot where they have the war games, they had the cages there. You got to go inside the cage and take a photo. It was really cool. They had a lot of neat stuff. And the WWE store did not disappoint either with all the new action figures and stuff like that coming out. They had new reveals every day, which was really, really cool to see. Now, also part of WWE World was if you had a general admission ticket, you got to meet a lot of superstars. I mean, a lot of superstars. It was amazing. It was a good time. Got to meet WWE superstars, NXT superstars, legends. If you had the VIP tickets, you had add-ons where you could meet The Undertaker, CM Punk, Seth Rollins. I chose to meet Hulk Hogan because I've never met Hulk Hogan, and that is somebody that has eluded me my entire life, and I've always wanted to meet the man, so I met the man. I don't care if you think he's homophobic, racist, whatever. It's Hulk Hogan. Without Hulk Hogan, seemingly professional wrestling might not have ever happened or become as big as it is, so I'm going to take it for what it's worth. Now, I do have gripes about WWE World. As fun as it was, it was rather dark inside a little bit, which really isn't much of an issue, so to speak, but if you've been to past WrestleManias, I felt like at WrestleMania 39, with their access or whatever they called it at WWE Hollywood, I thought it was a lot better. I thought there was a lot more to look at. I thought it was bigger. It was definitely brighter, that's for sure, because this one was like rather dark. But this one, they offered us, you know, the Pat McAfee show, and got to watch some interviews and things like that. None of that I really gave a flying fuck about, to be honest with you. I didn't care what any, you know, what the hell was going on. It was all just to hype up WrestleMania. And the other problem I had was, well, you got to meet the stars this year. They didn't have a professional photographer at like each stage. You had to hand your phone over, let someone from staff do the photo for you, and then you had to go back up, grab your phone, go on to the next person. The autograph lines is where I really think it should have been different, because you had one person at a time signing for 1 or 2 hours. And for as many people that were there, there was just too many people for things like that to happen with one person. What they should have done was just one line. You just go down the line, get your autograph, next person, autograph, next person, autograph, next person. They didn't do that. Whether it was time constraints, scheduling, I don't know. This is Fanatics' first year as WWE is done. That's right. D-O-N-E. They are fucking done with Fitterman Sports. Fitterman had a 2-year contract with the company that allowed him to have access to WWE superstars. This was actually offered to Heroes Hideout, and they declined. And Fanatics has taken over. Not really sure how I feel about it. Fanatics seemingly felt new to all of this in doing things, and it really, really showed that this is like a first time for them. Now, as far as WrestleMania, the organization to that was amazing. Being able to get in and out of the arena and leave with 72,000 plus people there each day. It wasn't a long wait to leave, believe it or not. But this show is mainly about WWE World and WrestleCon. WWE World, again, it had its ups and downs. It was still a lot of fun because you got to be able to meet WWE and NXT stars. You got to meet legends, all that stuff. I met Johnny Gargano, Maxxine Dupri, Dijak, which, by the way, if you follow us on Twitter, you know that Dijak and I had a little feud going on with a hobby box getting one of his autographed cards, and his signature is just a fucking D. Just a D. And I know Dijak's his real name, and he didn't like the tweet, and he literally said that that's how he signs his real name. Just a D. Imagine you spend $250 on a hobby box. You get two autographs in the box. One of the autographs you get is just a fucking D. D for dick. That's what that is. Anyway, I also met Ava, the NXT general manager, also The Rock's daughter. I also met Channing Stax Lorenzo and Ashante Adonis, currently about to be in a tag team on Raw, which is pretty cool. Now, I had other friends do other things when it came to the VIP meet and greets with Cody and Seth Rollins and do the autograph lines, like with Chad Gable and Bobby Lashley and things to that nature. I didn't do any of the autograph lines except for Hulk Hogan, and I was one of the first, like, 15 in line. It was really cool. But it's WrestleCon. It's WrestleCon that really bothered the fuck out of me. Again, I've been a promoter. And I go to WrestleMania as just a fan. I had people come up to me with the slogan, spoiler free is the way to be. Hey, it's perched on the top rope. I had a couple people ask me why I wasn't doing a live show or why I wasn't doing interviews there. I'm there as a fan. As doing this podcast, now I'm currently ranked 14th on Apple Podcast in USA. I haven't produced a show since March 26th, and for that I apologize, fan. But I knew I had to redo the show. I knew I had to do something different to make this stand out more, and this is the beginning. I'm not going to do a WrestleMania review show. You know what happened at WrestleMania. I'm not doing any of that bullcrap. But this, I had to get off my chest because I thought what happened at WrestleCon was quite bullshit. Last year at WrestleCon, for WrestleMania 39, there were no upcharges. There was none of that bullshit. But this year, it was different. There was upcharges. And then there were comments like, well, this is nothing new. It didn't go on last year. It didn't go on last year. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, if you're a promoter, I would highly suggest you start reading a room, because wrestling fans are nothing, for the most part, but poor. Unintelligent, lack common sense, and they got hyped up if it was their first con that this is really amazing. As someone who's been going to these and have brought wrestlers to them since 2018, this wasn't amazing. This wasn't anything but a great event. It sucked. Plain and simple. And I don't know what else to tell you other than make sure you go to youtube.com at Perched on the Top Rope or youtube.com/Perched on the Top Rope to watch all our interviews with Rob Van Dam, Brian Blair, Steve Kern, Fred Ottman, a.k.a. Tugboat, Typhoon, the Shockmaster, you name it. Yoshitatsu. Tons of TNA wrestling interviews from Jay Vidal, Jordan Grace, the Good Brothers, Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson, Will Ospreay, and this Monday, Ash by Elegance. With that being said, you can also go to Apple Podcast. At Perched on the Top Rope, we are internationally ranked in multiple countries, from USA, Canada, Great Britain, Italy, Australia, Germany, 14 other countries. So make sure you go and you listen to Perched on the Top Rope podcast. You can find us on all our social medias at facebook.com/Perched on the Top Rope, Twitter or X at Perched Top Rope. We are on Instagram and fuck whatever it is. It's Instagram at Perched on the Top Rope podcast. Oh, it's Threads, which is also Perched on the Top Rope podcast. Remember, fans, spoiler freeze the way to be. I'm disgruntled and I'm out.